I did hear some elders said it was in that Shabbaton the opportunity existed for an elder to exercise, to express his wisdom and to give guidance, and also to advise young people, and also to share the information of their experience during the winter, and also to have the elders come together and plan the future action, to plan their next year hunting area, to appoint a place for them to go so other people would know where everybody is going to be going, hunting grounds. And it was that time in the spring also where the young people take note to each other and have some kind of a engagement, not necessarily giving each other sparkling diamond, no, but the eyes would speak that. The sparkling of the eyes will represent like a diamond studded engagement. And it was that time also the parents arranged the marriages, whether the young people know each other or not, for the purpose of establishing strong blood and pure relations. It was there that that code of ethics is re-established amongst the First Nation in that area, to my information. But the Shabbaton that has existed in Fort Albany, I have not heard any of this. I am sorry to say. But it was in my mother's and my grandmother's story and others, elders that I have listened to, have mentioned those things, these stories. But not only did it happen in James, but it happened at times in other places. So therefore, the young man, Emil Sutherland, have started this Shabbaton, the structure of the teepee, which was used between family members, and apparently was used also for other reason, which I did not hear. And it is a good thing that we have something from a local area to stand or to use as a base of our First Nation activities. That's as far as I am going to go with this, because if I say any more, I should not do that. It is not my idea to express my own point of view, but to speak my experience and other things that I knew. And now, I'm going to wait for a while. I am sorry that I am going backwards of this report, but please do not write my repetition and also my sneezing and my rustle of papers. I have a few papers that I scribble on to remind myself what should I do. When I went into Moose Inn and Moose Factory, I was able to visit three elders and only interviewed one with the recording machine. And her name is Mrs. Shelton or something. And I recorded part of our talk, and I did not record when she didn't want me. Two elders which I've spoken to had given me the permission to write our conversation, but asked not to be mentioned, to remain anonymous.